During a press conference yesterday, Chancellor of the Jonesboro campus, Dr. Tim Hudson, commented,
"This is a terrific university located in a very high quality place to live. And the upside here, folks, is absolutely unlimited. Transitions provide opportunities for leadership. Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. I think we got that covered. We're living in very interesting times. We're committed here to academic and athletic excellence. That's not going to change. It didn't change last week, and it'll be the same next week. And we're focused on the progress and welfare of each one of our individual students."
Dr. Hudson says the success of the Red Wolves on the football field has garnered national attention. Hudson says the attention of Red Wolves fans should remain on the players.
"Successful programs, especially football programs, make coaches attractive. That's what's happened here. Coaches come and go. Gus Malzahn made a positive impact on our program and our community, and we're grateful for that. But the winning plays on the field, they were done by our student athletes, not by coaches and not by administrators, especially not by administrators. These same athletes are going to be traveling to Mobile, and we need to focus on them, and they need our support. Program has momentum. It continues to grow. After all, we are sitting in Liberty Bank Stadium, a sign of tremendous progress that happened this year."
Other signs of growth in the football program include a $22 million football facility project that was announced in September. The project includes a two-level football operations building and 76,000 square foot indoor practice facility in Liberty Bank Stadium's north end zone. The new football operations building's first floor will house A-State's locker room, state-of-the-art strength and conditioning and sports medicine centers, a player's lounge, and equipment room. The second floor will feature coaching administrative offices, team meeting rooms, a history and heritage showroom, and a team film room with theater seating. Other signs of growth in the program include a number of Arkansas State University players receiving honors from the Sun Belt Conference. Some of those include Arkansas State quarterback Ryan Applin, who's been named Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year for the second straight year. The conference announced yesterday Applin was selected in voting by conference coaches and members of the media after he led ASU to its second consecutive Sun Belt Conference title. The Red Wolves finished the season 9-3 overall and 7-1 in conference play and will play in the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile. ASU receiver J.D. McKissick was named Freshman of the Year. Joining Applin on the all-conference first team are running back David Oku, offensive lineman Zach McKnight, defensive lineman Ryan Carruthers, and linebacker Nathan Harold. McKissick is one of four Red Wolves named to the all-conference second team. And Hudson says these honors are well-deserved.
"These young men have been successful on the field and off the field. Back-to-back Sun Belt Conference champions is fantastic. All-conference accolades, which we're just learning about today, and numerous academic awards. These student athletes will look back at their Arkansas State experience with pride, with PAC pride. The administration here at Arkansas State University is committed to sustaining a nationally prominent university and a nationally prominent athletics program. We're committed to sustaining the momentum that we've achieved in the past 2 years, and especially today, focusing on football. Yesterday, I had the privilege and honor to speak with our student athletes. I told them that when people say Red Wolves, they're talking about them. They're not talking about me. They're not talking about Terry Mahajer or the coaches. My kids talk about the players, the Red Wolves, and we believe in them."
The search for new head football coach will include Dr. Hudson, ASU System President Dr. Chuck Welch, and Athletic Director Terry Mahajer. Mahajer says it's an exciting day to be a Red Wolf.
"You know what, guys? You guys know me by now. I'm very excited. I'm back-to-back conference champions. You guys heard me. We're going to define our own actions. We're not going to let other people define them for us. Going to a bowl, we have a chance for a top 25 finish in the history of the FBS. That's phenomenal. For our kids, we're still very committed to this football program. You know, we've got the best architects in the country working on this new facility in the north end zone. We got the best construction manager that we hired out of VCC out of Little Rock. So I can guarantee you guys, this is not going to taper off. We are on the rise. Red Wolves rising, right, Christy? We are going. We're going to be there.
Mohajer challenged Red Wolf fans to buy tickets for the GoDaddy.com Bowl and show up in full force.
One of the things that we have to make sure during this transition is we continue to support our student athletes. Buy the tickets for the bowl game. Buy them through our ticket office. That is absolutely imperative that we give them the best experience possible, now more than ever before. So I can tell you, A-State Nation, get out there. Buy the tickets. Support. We'll see you in Mobile. The Mobile folks are so excited to have us. They work their tails off all year round to make sure that our players, our band, our cheerleaders, our fans have the best experience possible, and we're so excited to go down there.
And Mohajer says that he's appreciative of what Coach Malzahn did for Arkansas State, and he's also appreciative of the fans.
I also want to thank Gus and his family for coming here. But more so, I want to thank the community, because this community did outstanding things for Gus and his family and the football staff, not only in Jonesboro and this part of the region, but all throughout the whole state. And I'm asking you to do the same thing for our next coach when we hire him. Because you know what? We are going to get the right coach at the right time. We are poised and ready to go. So I look at this as a wonderful opportunity, and I look at all your faces, and you know what? You're nodding your head, and you guys know it too.
According to Mohajer, the first order of business is getting ready for the GoDaddy.com Bowl.
The most important thing for me right now is getting the details of the bowl and all the stuff with the kids settled. I'm meeting with the coaches right after this to talk to them. I was not here. Thank God Chancellor Hudson was in town to come meet with the team. I felt terrible about not being here, but he did a great job, as you can tell. So at least someone from the administration was here. So the main thing is just making sure we get the bowl details. But there's not a real timeline right now. It's trying to find the best coach. And I'm not going to let anybody put a timeline on this either.
Mohajer says there are currently no front runners being considered for the head coaching role, but the position is in high demand.
My phone, as you can imagine, has been ringing off the hook. And I'm just going to tell you guys, and again, this is a great tribute to this community, our student base, everybody, the dream team of higher ed administrators with Chuck and Tim, is people know about us. I'm just going to throw this out. I won't talk a lot about who I'm talking. We're getting calls from any coaches in the NFL that are currently in the NFL to some of the top FCS coaches in the country. So they're out there and they're very interested, very excited.
Mohajer says there is no timeline for hiring a new head football coach because the department wants to take its time in making the right decision. One decision that was made yesterday was current defensive coordinator John Thompson has been named the Red Wolves' interim head football coach, effective immediately. Thompson, a coaching veteran with over 30 years' experience at the collegiate level as both an assistant and head coach, will oversee A-State's preparations for the upcoming GoDaddy.com Bowl and coordinate the Red Wolves' efforts in the game. According to a release from Arkansas State University, careful consultations took place with ASU's football players, as well as multiple conversations took place with Coach Malzahn, and it was Mohajer's recommendation to Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson that it was best for student-athletes and the A-State football program if Coach Malzahn concentrated on his responsibilities at Auburn University.